The state and oil companies continue to wrangle over terms for the proposed natural gas pipeline from the North Slope, but they have reached agreement on one thorny issue, at least for now: how much the gas line would pay in property taxes. The agreement also sets aside $800 million to pay for impacts on communities along the pipeline route. As KDLL's Shailen Cochran reports, the goal is to avoid the decades of lawsuits that followed the construction of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline.
For more than a year, a group called the Municipal Advisory Gas Project Review Board has been working to get to these numbers. $800 million on the front end of the AKLNG project to pay for things like road expansions and other expensive upgrades, and $16.5 billion for taxes over the life of the project. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Mike Navar is one of many city and borough mayors on the review board.
You know, I think they're fair numbers. It's a lot of it still depends on how they end up being allocated among the different communities and the state.
Now, we could use up this space simply entertaining all of the options the legislature has for allocating that money, but that still wouldn't get us very far. Governor Bill Walker has proposed the state take a 25% share of the project by buying out TransCanada. So who pays for what under that scenario?
If the state is a part owner of the project, is that portion of it exempted from taxation? And if so, does that reduce those numbers by 25%? And if so, does that come out of what would be the state share or the municipality share or both?
And when there's a lot of money on the table and no one else has much money because of declining oil prices, there will be lively debates over who gets how much out of that pot of money.
That's Larry Persily. He used to work for the federal government, keeping tabs on big oil and gas projects around the state, and now he's doing mostly the same thing for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. He says all of these discussions, taking place years before a decision will even be made about whether or not to build an in-state gas line, all stem from arguments of the past.
This is intended to avoid the fights that have gone all the way to the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, multiple times over what is the value of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and everything attached to it.
And that's why we've seen an opening bid, so to speak, of $16.5 billion for property taxes. Well, actually, that's a payment in lieu of taxes, or a PILT. If you took all of the pipe and the buildings and the equipment and the land needed to build and maintain an 800-mile natural gas pipeline and taxed it like regular property, well, the project would simply be too expensive. So $16.5 billion is what the negotiating parties have agreed to as an alternative.
So there'll be a formula based on production that will then be paid and distributed between the municipalities, such as the Kenai Peninsula Borough, where the plant is going to be located, the North Slope Borough, Fairbanks, Mat-Su Borough, Denali Borough, and the state, and that will continue for life of the project. What hasn't been decided, the state and municipalities still have to negotiate how it is going to be shared between the state and the boroughs.
There is clearly a lot more negotiation that will take place before we really know how much money communities can expect out of the project. And all of this is before the project sponsors have finished their report on the socioeconomic costs. That means schools, hospitals, police, and other services that might be needed during construction. That could also mean even more money in local coffers if the project gets the green light. But that decision isn't expected until sometime in 2018. In Kenai, I'm Shailen Cochran.